Okay, folks, let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down-home, from-the-heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. I called my doctor on the telephone. Help me, doctor, something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. I told my buddies I was settling down. No more of this running round. Looked at me like I was a fool and said, come on, tell us what's wrong with you. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. Said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. Well, I tossed and turned till the morning light, holding my pillow, hanging on for life. There ain't nothing I can do. He said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. 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 No doubt love's got a hold on you. Hold on. That love will get you.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. For a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so mad. beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music, and for me it's going to be sweet because I get to watch my turntables play those old records. Halfway through this edition of Sweet Country Music, I'll have a comedy break for you, and in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will highlight some of the best NASCAR racing songs that I could find. That was a classic country hit record from Lynn Anderson, Rose Garden. Now, back in 1970, it landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart and stayed at that position for 5 weeks. The song was so popular that it crossed over to the pop charts and earned Lynn Anderson a Grammy Award for the Best Country Vocal Performance by a Female. I'll open the set with Alan Jackson and his number one hit from 1992, Love's Got a Hold on You. Alan Jackson has had a fantastic musical career and has sold over 44 million records in the United States alone. Now, according to Joel Whitburn's book of Hot Country Songs, Alan Jackson once worked as a construction worker and a car salesman.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
We'll be right back.
Janie Fricke and her number one 1983 hit, He's a Heartache Looking for a Place to Happen. The song was one of nine number one hits the Indiana singer would have between 1977 and 1989. In fact, she was the winner of the Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year Award 2 years in a row, 1982 and 1983. Off of the set with Johnny Cash and a classic country song, if there ever was one, Folsom Prison Blues. The version I played was recorded at Folsom State Prison in Folsom, California in May of 1968. Johnny Cash's original recording of Folsom Prison Blues was way back in 1956. Now, you probably already know this, but Johnny Cash never went to prison. He was inspired to write the song after he saw a 1951 movie called Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison. He saw the movie while he was in Germany serving with the U.S. Air Force.
Sweet country music.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis.
Says die, the pride in me says don't. But I can't stand the thought of being here without you. Oh, it's over, taking on the blues. It's over, Lord, it's over, and I won't feel no more the tender touch I still adore. So I won't dial your number. Oh, I know the words you use. It's over, I'm taking on. One little tug and I'd do anything. But I never once heard words like love and need from you. Oh, it's over, I'm taking on the blues. It's over,
a lot of performers who are the sons of famous country performers, and that guy is one of them, Rex Allen Jr., and his number 14 hit record from 1980, It's Over. Rex Allen Jr. began touring with his famous father's band when he was very young, and he even formed his own band before serving with the U.S. Army. I opened the set with the Confederate Railroad and their 1992 number 2 hit, Queen of Memphis. The band was hot on the country music record charts between 1982 and 2002, and while they had 18 hit records, only three of those were in the top 10. Queen of Memphis was their biggest hit.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
It was the hottest day of August. All of us were down by the banks of the Paint Rock River. I was next in line to be baptized at the innocent age of 10. Now I'll never forget and remember it yet, the taste of that clear pure water. And that preacher's words still fill my head and I hear them now and then. He said, do you want to go to heaven? And I said, yeah, just lead me on. Take my hand,
can you feel that feeling?
And I said, yeah, just lead me on. It was the hottest night of summer, and our final high school dance was just about over. I was old enough for the taste of love when boys turned into men. I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But the preacher's words I barely heard as sweet Bonnie Lou gave in. She said,
do you want to go to heaven?
And I said, yeah, just lead me on.
Take my hand, can you feel that feeling?
And I said, yeah.
Just lead me on.
It was a lonely night in Augusta. She was sitting at the end of the bar when I saw her. And with a little wine and a little time, she would be a prize to win. Now I'll never forget, I remember it yet, the taste of that clear, pure water. But that preacher's words could not be heard when she whispered, come on in. She said,
do you want to go to heaven?
And I said, yeah, just lead me on.
Take my hand, can you feel that feeling?
And I said, yeah,
just lead me on.
She said, do you want?
Here's the question. Do you want to go to heaven? Well, silly question what T.G. Shepherd wanted to know, and in that song he asked that question. Do You Want to Go to Heaven was a number one hit for him during the summer of 1980 and was one of many number one hits the Tennessee singer-songwriter would have between 1974 and 1991. I'll open the set with Charlie Pride and one of his big hits, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. A number one hit for him in 1971. In fact, the song has become Charlie Pride's signature song. Charlie Pride was more than a singer. He was a pretty good baseball player, a pitcher to be exact. And after playing with various teams after a stint in the U.S. Army, he actually tried out for the California Angels and the New York Mets.
Sweet country music.
Silly songs.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be black with runners in her hose. Fly up your nose."
My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, we'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Time. Well, I have a comedy break coming up in a couple of minutes, so I thought I'd play a silly song from Little Jimmy Dickens, May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose. The 1965 novelty song actually landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart back then. The phrase itself was uttered many times by Johnny Carson in the 1960s NBC Tonight Show. Now, for some reason, I thought the phrase, may the bird of paradise fly for those, originated on NBC's Laugh-In. I guess not. Well, I have a really funny comedy break coming up featuring Jeff Foxworthy, and on the other side of the comedy break, I'll be featuring a couple of songs associated with NASCAR racing. Yeah. I'm Larry Crack. Stick around for the second half of Sweet Country Music. Be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
You might be a redneck, I guess. I don't know. What about things like, if you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If someone asks to see your ID and you show them your belt buckle, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had to haul a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. If every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, you might be a redneck. If you've ever financed a tattoo, three more payments and this slum gun is mine, you might be a redneck. If you've ever made change in the offering plate, guilty. We got him. If you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck. I think we offended somebody out here.
That ain't funny, is it, sis?
And last but not least, if you see a sign that says, say no to crack, and it reminds you to pull your jeans up, You might just be a redneck.
Is it possible to two utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do."
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to."
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, "Give it to me and I'll unlock the door." She kept saying, "I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?"
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
And he said, "Yes, I have, but only a time or two."
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around. Watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Believe I'm not going through that again. Well, you're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. The only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them. Somebody's gonna give you a fire burning with no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt, you're a fool-hearted man. You've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a fool-hearted man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Welcome to the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, and in a moment I'm going to be doing a tribute to NASCAR and a couple of the songs associated with it. That was Dottie West and her number one hit from 1980, A Lesson in Leavin'. It was one of five number one hits the Tennessee singer-songwriter would have. Dottie West was hot on our radios and the record charts between 1963 and 1984. I opened the set with the Amazing Rhythm Aces and something they did back in 1975 called Third Rate Romance. The song made it to number 11 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. Now, the Amazing Rhythm Aces were actually classified as a country rock band, and Third Rate Romance also made it to number 14 on the pop charts as well. The group only had six hit singles between 1975 and 1980.
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
I can't hear you!
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Okay, gang, let's get into the Sweet Country Music feature presentation highlighting NASCAR racing and some of the songs associated with it. Time to fire up that big machine!
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Bay, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. And oh, when Mama bought off a Jeb Bodine, the Winston Cup people said the boy's too young till I qualified second at Darlington. How in the world could a 9-year-old child hit 197 in a time trial? The man said Mama ought to be ashamed. But by the way, son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I got a Toys R Us sponsor and a new pit crew. Daytona loves little 52. The junior high school girls are all cheering for me. I'm out there intimidating number 3. But I ain't got room on my cards or my caps or the helmet I'm driving with to write Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Alabama, hot day in the fall, and it's pedal to the metal, keep it off the wall. the track, but look out, here comes number three. Moving to the inside, listen to that engine howl. Just moving on over the intimidator's own prowl. Push it down, stand on it, put it on the floor. Roaring down the back stretch, blowing off their doors. Eating up the asphalt, chewing up the miles. They're bringing out the checkered flag, the crowd is going wild. Carolina country boys always find a way to win. Y'all way bye-bye. The intimidator's done it again. The man meant business when he got behind the wheel. I like an eagle, nerves made of steel. Speed is a bottom line, winning is the deal.
Little
wine, man, he's flying.
Finish line,
finish line. One more time. Burning down the straightaway, putting on the show. Leading by length with only 20 laps to go. Y'all almost got the sucker one, engine's running great. But don't look in your rearview mirror, here comes number eight. He's a rocker and a roller and he sure knows how to shut them down. I guess he runs in the family hood until my dad is back in town. Yeah, I guess he runs in the family hood until my dad is back in town.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Our sweet country music feature presentation for this show. This time, songs connected with NASCAR racing. And I just had to play the 1980 number one hit from Waylon Jennings, the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. The song was based on the 1975 movie Moonrunners, which was narrated by Waylon Jennings. When Dukes of Hazzard was created, he served as narrator for the show. I opened the set with the story of Dale Earnhardt's final victory at Talladega Speedway in the 2007 Charlie Daniels song, The Intimidator. The song is a tribute to the late Dale Earnhardt, and what was his final victory at the Talladega Speedway in the year 2000? I've never been to Talladega, but I've been to Daytona Speedway several times. The first song you heard was by Tim Wilson and something he did back in 2001 called Dale Darrell Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Awesome, Bill Irvin, Gordon Earnhardt, Smith Johnson, Jr. Tim Wilson is a country music act combined with comedy and novelty songs. The song was about a baby born in the stands at the Talladega Speedway, and his mother named him after the guys that were racing that day.
Sweet country music.
Well, after that tribute to NASCAR, I may as well keep the driving theme going, this time with Susie Bogus, who's driving south.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned, baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for tuna with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive south with the one you Chevy van. Windows open on the rest of the world, holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn away now, darling. Let's fire it up and wind it out. Come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. I heard your mama calling, think she was only stalling. Don't know who she's talking to, baby, me and you. We can go down with a smile on. Ain't gonna pack my nylon. Just leave these legs showing. It gets hot down where we're going.
My holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence.
kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
There's a song about Billy the Kid from Billy Dean. Billy the Kid actually made it to number 4 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart in 1992, and it was the story of a kid who thinks a lot about Billy the Kid and where he is now. I opened the set with Susie Bogus and her number 2 hit, also from 1992, Drive South. Susie Bogus had 27 hit records between 1987 and 2001, and was the winner of the Horizon Award from the Country Music Association and the Top New Female Award from the Academy of Country Music.
Sweet country music.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, like me, she's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. About the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me.
Oh, man, that song takes us way back to 1958 with Don Gibson's number one hit. Oh, lonesome me. It was the first number one hit the North Carolina singer would have, but certainly not his last. In fact, Don Gibson picked over almost 100 hit records between 1956 and 1976, 20 years of hit records. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2001, a well-deserved honor. Well, hard to believe this edition of Sweet Country Music is over, but it is.
Yeah.
But I had a chance to play some pretty cool stuff, and especially the NASCAR tribute. I love that Tim Wilson song where his name, given by his mother, is Dale Earnhardt and half a dozen other names. It's amazing. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Larry Kratke, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. Talk to you next time on this amazing station.